Hello, everybody. My name is Patrick Connors, and I teach ethics and New York practice at Albany Law School. And we're here today for our National Law Foundation program on current developments in conflicts under the ethics rules. And what we'll do today is use the ABA rules as a base. I'll divert to the New York rules from time to time as a comparison. And the ABA rules, probably what you have in your jurisdiction or something close to it. So this is a good framework for us to give the material and give the instruction, provide you with some guidance. But I do want to alert you that, you know, if you're in a particular state listening to this, you're going to want to have your state rules out. We're going to see, for example, a case out of Pennsylvania, another case out of the District of Columbia that have somewhat unique rules, but they're in the same numbering system that you see for the ABA model rules. During my presentation, I will pause briefly to read a program code for attorneys who wish to use this recorded program via audio CD, DVD, or MP3 on flash drive, or by download for CLE credit in Illinois, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Utah. This code will also be needed by New York attorneys completing the course through NLF Online. Attorneys from these seven states who are using any format of recorded media will be required to record this program code to their participant critique or evaluation forms. Only New York attorneys completing this course at NLF Online will need to enter this code at the end of the program to receive their certificates of completion. These announcements pertain only to Illinois, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Utah CLE credit. For credit in other states, please check your course book or the NLF Online website for the information appropriate to your state. Okay, so you can see the materials here on the table of contents. I've got Model Rule 1.7, that's our general conflict of interest rule. Then I get into Rule 1.8, and we'll have a discussion of that and some recent developments there. That basically identifies particular conflicts of interest and addresses them. 1.9 is the former client conflict rule, and we'll see the rules there that pertain to that. And generally, we owe a former client a duty of confidentiality to keep their information confidential, even though they're no longer a client. But we don't owe them a duty of loyalty. We can actually represent a client against the former client. And then finally, Rule 1.10 will discuss imputed disqualification. And that's the rule that says if one lawyer in your firm has a conflict, it's imputed to all other lawyers in the firm. Now, the most important rule here, turning to what is page 2 of the materials, the most important rule is Rule 1.7. As I said, I'm giving you the ABA model rule, conflict of interest for current clients. And this we call also the simultaneous conflict rule. And it addresses whether representing client A now will conflict with another representation of, let's say, client B right now, the simultaneous conflict rule. And reading along here, I want to go through this. It's rather general, so we're going to spend some time in the comments here. This might be the most lengthy section of comments in all the ABA model rules. But let's look at the rule itself, which, as I said, is somewhat general. A says, except as provided in paragraph B, a lawyer shall not represent a client if the representation involves a concurrent or simultaneous conflict of interest. A concurrent conflict of interest exists if, and they give you two situations where it exists, but these are very general. One, the representation of one client, client A, will be directly adverse to another client, client B. So lawyers will tend to do this from time to time. They'll say, I can represent two spouses in a divorce. And that requires an action in most states to obtain a divorce. And if you're representing both clients, you're representing the representation under A1 of one client, the husband, will be directly adverse to another client. That can happen in that scenario. It's rare that that's allowed in most states. In New York, we don't.